Earlier this week, allegations surfaced of migrant labour exploitation at the Point Shiv branch of liquor store chain, The Bottle-O. Members of the Migrant Workers Association staged a protest outside the store yesterday, and I asked spokesperson Sunny Segal for more about the case.
There are many people who are working for this Bottle-O shop. This guy owns 23 liquor stores, and one of the guys have come forward with a claim that the boss is giving them $7 an hour, making them work 80 hours a week. This guy, this gentleman, his name is Manjinder. He worked for the company for more than 3 years, and he's on a 30-hour contract. He's getting paid $432.51 every week, and he's getting this amount in his bank account, but for claiming this account, he need to work, or he must work, at least 62 hours. Once he completes his 62 hours, he can justify his $432.51. After 62 hours, whatever hours he will work, he will be getting paid $7 an hour cash. After this protest yesterday, the reason for it, just to raise awareness among our dodgy employers, okay, that enough is enough. Whatever is in the law, they need to follow the law, okay? Whatever is the minimum entitlement, which is $15.75, and all the other minimum entitlements, they need to comply with the law. Since yesterday, I got 5 to 10 phone calls from different workers working from different liquor store who claim to have the same issues.
And if the owners don't sort of change their ways, would you want to see the government step in to make them?
Well, at the moment, see, I mean, the government must do something about it. Like this guy, Manjinder, I mean, he complained to the labor inspector last week, and he's still waiting for some sort of reply from the labor inspector. Earlier, the labor inspector said they will not interfere in this particular matter. He can directly go to the mediation or authority, okay? Now, we request the labor inspector to help this guy with this case. Otherwise, what will happen, the employer will destroy all the evidence. Like, for example, all the camera recording, all the wages and time record, they can just make everything, you know. Now, the biggest proof that this guy has is a phone recording in which employer is claiming that, yes, he is giving all the workers $7 an hour with a hope that after 5 years, he will help these workers to obtain residency.
If someone feels that they're being exploited or if they know of a case of exploitation, what should they do?
That is a very big million-dollar question, to be honest. The system is so broken that at the moment these workers are helpless. Like when they call the labor department are so busy that they don't act quickly on these matters. And then when they go to mediation by hiring their own lawyer, by spending their own money, what happened is those settlements in mediation are confidential settlements. So only those people get justice who goes to the mediation. And all the other workers who can't afford to go to mediation, they are still facing this kind of injustice.